The following is a presentation of Podjockey.
You better not cry and you better not shout, because the boogeyman will get you if you don't watch out. For all our friends on Podjockey, I'm Brent Seltzer, still at large. Historically, Irish and Scottish folk emigrating to America in the early 1800s brought their festival of All Hallows' Eve with them. Originally, it was the Celtic festival of Samhain, meaning summer's end. But for the Welsh and Scottish, it was the perfect setting for the supernatural, mostly practiced in this country just to annoy the Puritans. Come on, lads, let's go tighten those buckles on their hats. All Hallows' Eve, the night before All Saints' Day, had no real religious following and became a time of violence until the beginning of the 20th century, when well-intentioned neighborhood groups wanted to make the holiday more wholesome.
Well, we could dress the kids up as witches and goblins.
And scare the hell out of the elderly.
What do you think?
Oh, it's working for me.
Yeah, me too.
And today, it's a fun holiday, with small children dressing up in costumes and adults helping them rot out their first set of teeth with candy. You see, scaring ourselves has become an important part of our culture. And although ghosts and goblins costumes were replaced with ballerinas and superheroes...
Wonder Woman.
And I'm a dainty ballerina.
Give us food.
Times have changed, and so have the things that scare us.
Trick or treat.
Oh, you look so cute in your little silk suit and your little Gucci briefcase. What are you?
I'm the thing that merged with Bank of America.
For all our friends on Podjockey, I'm Brent Seltzer, still at large. What scares you most about Halloween?
That the day after... they start playing the Christmas music.
BrentDetStillAtLarge.com.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Podjockey. Copyright 2014. All rights reserved.